Have you ever been in a really bad storm and thought you were either going to die or be badly hurt? Well, recently, my husband Ray and I were in that kind of a storm. We traveled to Texas to go to Ray's reunion at his college, where he was an EMT student and worked as an EMT when he first started his paramedic career. And after the reunion, we left, and suddenly there was this terrifying storm. We actually thought we were in a tornado. Whole trees had fallen down the highway. It was raining. Rain was coming down sideways. It was hailing. There was lightning and thunder. And then on top of that, we got lost. We were on an unfamiliar highway, and all I could do was just pray. Now, I didn't think we were going to die because I didn't think it was our time yet, but I did think we were going to crash and be badly hurt. We actually did wind up hitting some of the trees, and God, by a miracle, protected our tires from puncturing. Eventually, we got a hold of Ray's mother, and we were able to find our way back to his parents' house. Thank God that we were safe. You know, Jesus and his disciples were in a bad storm too. Now, these disciples were fishermen, so they had seen some storms in their lives. They weren't easily scared of a storm, but apparently this was a really bad storm. They were terrified, and they thought they were going to die. I'm going to read to you that scripture. It's Matthew 8, 24 to 27, and it says, "Suddenly a fierce storm struck the lake, with waves breaking into the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, shouting, 'Lord, save us, we're going to drown.' And Jesus responded, 'Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? You have so little faith.' Then he got up and rebuked the wind and waves, and suddenly there was a great calm." And all of us in our lives go through storms. Now, we're either just coming out of a storm, we're in the middle of a storm, or we're about to go into a storm. And no matter where we are in that storm, we're in a dark situation. And a lot of times when we're in that darkness, we cannot see anything. We cannot see God. We don't know what's going on. We don't have any sense of control. And it's really scary. But even though we can't see God, God can see us. He will never leave you or forsake you. A lot of times in a storm like that, we drift. We don't know where we're going. And so we need God to guide us. We need God to lead us and show us a way back to the light. And the good news is that storm is not going to last. It is going to eventually pass. Now, what happens in the middle of the storm? The storm teaches us. It teaches us faith. It teaches us to have trust and belief in God. It teaches us confidence and resilience. You know, we grow through storms. We don't grow personally. We don't grow in our lives as believers when everything's going easy. We grow when there are storms. We grow when there's adversity. Now, we would never choose to go through that storm, but the storms teach us faith. The storms give us strength. The storms create a depth of character and wisdom in us. And wisdom is a gift from God. The storms teach us to stand on the word of God, to know that his promises are for real and forever, that God is faithful. He will never leave us or forsake us. One of the scriptures that God has given me many times in my life is Isaiah 54:11, which says, "O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires." And I did some research today, and that word antimony, the original Greek words for that word is anti, meaning not, and monos, meaning alone. Not alone. And I thought that was so fascinating because God had given me that scripture before. I will set your stones in antimony. God will never leave me alone. Also, antimony was used in biblical times as a cosmetic. It was used for beauty, for making someone more beautiful. It has industrial uses for electricity, and pure antimony is used as a semiconductor. The technology is used to make flame-proof materials. And you know, God says in Ephesians 6, when you're putting on the armor, to take up the shield of faith, because that faith will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Your faith makes you flame-proof from the enemy. So you are not alone in the middle of that storm. God is with you. Just like Jesus was asleep in that boat, Jesus was undisturbed by the storm. He had faith. He knew Jesus knew who he was, and he knew who his God and Father was. And we can know that too. You know, if you know God, you believe God, you have faith in him, you trust him. And as we go through those storms in our life, we can know that God is with us, that he is faithful, that no matter how dark the storm is, he will not leave us, that he loves us, and he will be there and give us the strength that we need. And he will help us to come out on the other side. At the very worst, we're going to die in the storm, and then we'll go to be in the presence of the Lord if we have that relationship with Jesus. I have been through many storms in my life. That's why God's given me that scripture, Isaiah 54:11, afflicted when storm-tossed and not comforted, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. Been through many afflictions, been through many storms. Now, some of those storms were things that I would never have chosen for myself, such as my childhood sexual and physical abuse. Other storms in my life were from my own choices, such as my 3 abortions, the adulterous affairs I had. But no matter what I've been through in my life, and I've been through many other things in my life as well, car wrecks and financial crises, my husband's health issues, our children's health issues, and Jesus has been their healer. Jesus is a healer. But no matter what I've gone through in my life, no matter what adversity I've had, criticism and attacks from even Christian leaders, other believers, God has always been there for me. He's never left me. He loves me, and I have that assurance in him. I just wrote my first fiction book, Storm Toss, and I am super excited about it. My husband Ray has been encouraging me to write a fiction book for a long time, and I finally did it. It is called Storm Toss. It is available Monday, July 13th at Amazon as an ebook for your Kindle. So you can go to Amazon and check it out. It's only $2.99. I'm having my Facebook virtual launch on Monday, July 13th at 10:30 Central Time. That is 11:30 Eastern Time. Going to be giving away prizes, and we're going to have encouraging scriptures and worship and praise videos. Just going to network with other women of God and have a really fun time. I've done this kind of virtual event before, and they are lots of fun. So I invite you to come to that. You may already be there right now. But be sure to also check out my book trailer, Storm Tossed, and my audio and video on this page. And be sure to go to Amazon, check out my book, and tell your family and friends. It has had great reviews from beta readers. I've had very positive, encouraging reviews, which has actually been kind of surprising for me because I've never written a fiction book before. I don't know how to write fiction, never taking any fiction writing classes. But it has encouraged women. One woman said about it that she laughed, she cried, and it ministered to her soul on her day of self-care. And that really encouraged me. And others said that they really loved the part about the angels and demons fighting over Rachel as she was in the midst of that hurricane. And you know, that is very true to life. We don't see angels, we don't see demons, but the spiritual warfare is all around us. God has sent forth his angels to protect his people. There is warfare going on in the heavenlies that we don't see with our physical eyes, but it exists. And there is a war going on over your life right now. If you're in the middle of a storm, you're in the middle of spiritual warfare, and know that God has the battle, that the victory belongs to the Lord. And so you can trust in him. You can trust knowing that he has sent forth his messengers of flaming fire to protect you and your loved ones. Right now, America is going through that kind of storm. Lots going on in America, a lot of warfare over America's destiny. So continue to pray for our nation and yourself and your family as well. But I encourage you to check out Storm Toss today and come to that Facebook virtual party. You can find Storm Toss at Amazon for your Kindle. So I pray that this has encouraged you today to know that no matter what storm you're in right now, God is right there with you. His eye is on you. That you can have faith and you can trust in God, and He will see you through it. I hope this encouraged you today, and I just want to pray right now for you. God, I just come before you in Jesus' name, and I thank you that no matter what storm we're in, God, no matter what we're going through, no matter how dark it seems, you are right there. You see everything, God, and you are in control. You are on the throne. You are Lord of lords and King of kings. You will never leave us, God. You will never forsake us. And God, you're asking us today, where is your faith? Where is your faith? You have so little faith. We can have faith, God. We can trust in you because you are good. You are loving. You love us so much. And no matter what terrifying storm we're in, God, you will see us through to the other side. We can believe in you. We can know that you're right there with us in and through the storm. And God, I just pray that you would bless the listener right now. Give them that comfort, that strength, and that faith they need to keep their eyes on you and to trust in you. I pray this, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Beth at Betchins.net. Be sure to check out my website at Betchins.net and sign up for my email list. You can also subscribe to my podcast at iTunes. And be sure to check out that book today, Storm Toss. Let me know what you think and leave your review on Amazon. I pray you have a blessed and beautiful day.